This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. I don't sound like him, but I got a little cold going on, so I sound like more like Lou Rawls today.
That's not a bad sound.
No,
I know you. I know you're probably not feeling like Lou Rawls would right now, but
I don't know. How would Lou Rawls feel right now?
I don't think he's feeling
anything. I may be feeling like him. Jim Stanley over here with us. Jim, I often refer to J.J., the Pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning.
What town do you hail from?
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay, I think Brett Farr got you beat right there.
Yeah, you know, we...
No, he's actually not from... Brett Favre is not from
Hattiesburg. No, he's from Kiln, Mississippi, right. But he now makes his home just outside.
Hattiesburg.
Yeah. So, and let me tell you, think about that. Oak Grove High School, just outside of Hattiesburg.
Right.
Brett Favre is helping your quarterbacks play ball.
Right.
Think about being one of those kids
He's high school coaching.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, that'd be a little bit intimidating.
Just a tad.
Now, you're thinking bookends. Right. Better to have Brett helping someone than Colin.
Right. Yeah. Duly noted, JJ.
Oh, mercy.
All right, Trivia Friday it is, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is in session. We're on the air. The bell has rung. I hope you're seated because we're about to get ready to learn and grow and become more
smart
and more betterer.
Betterer.
Exactly.
My bad.
Yes, more, no more better. Just more smarterer, more betterer.
Expand your horizons.
Expand your horizons. Reach for the stars. Give 110% because your back's to the wall.
Okay, wow, you are on a fire.
Yeah, I'm on a cliche fire.
The coach lets him come into the locker room occasionally, the Learning University team, and share some of those same thoughts.
They're inspirational. All right, so here's how we play trivia. We're going to ask three questions each, and then you can call in and answer one of them, or you can answer one of them and ask your own trivia question. By extension, you become sort of a professor yourself. Now, you're not fully accredited, but you're in part a professor because you're asking questions of the class.
Right.
So you're helping us grow as people.
Now, at one point, I was a tenured professor.
You are?
I was.
How can you be untenured? What happened?
Well, I thought you just untenured
me. Untenured you?
Yeah.
Well, I must have been mistaken.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Well.
Here we go.
All right.
Should I ask my questions?
Let me give the phone number and say one ground rule.
One ground rule.
Here's the phone number to reach us on Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840. That reaches us here on the program. And you might have to hold for a little bit now, which is going to warn you. You know, it's kind of like calling when you need a refund from a company. Okay. Now, when you call to make a payment and you press 2, they answer the phone, don't they?
You're in.
Within about 10 seconds, they answer the phone. They're all bright and cheerful. You call to say, I got a problem, need a refund. You press 3. Some reason, you just get put on hold.
Hello, I'm Bob.
Enlisto. If you ever get there.
I'm Bob.
Thank you for your call. We take your business very seriously. Someone will be with you as soon as possible. And then you get elevator music for another 2 minutes, and they say the same thing. We've all been there. We know what I'm talking about. Here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. Now, don't call. If you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, we have a 4-week waiting period between times on the air. I guess. Oh, we have a special question that if you answer it, it's a what do we call this question?
Cowbell
mystery
question.
Mystery question.
It's a mystery question. If you answer this mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and you will hear that. And then if you answer it correctly, we will send you a gift. A gift will arrive in your mail box, okay? So we'll get your address. So, Jim, go ahead. What are your three questions?
Well, in the spirit of Labor Day that's coming up, is this true or false? Labor Day is the end of the hot dog season. Labor Day is the end of hot dog season.
Somebody's
is
absolute,
that true or false?
Okay, somebody's absolutely answered that, true or false. There's a hot dog judge out there somewhere.
Yes, sir.
They've marked it.
Who's
on the hot dog calendar?
Who's declared it?
Yep.
Kind of like Groundhog Day, except it's hot dog day.
And you know, that's really bad for me because I'm a lousy deer hunter.
Right.
But I can find hot dogs.
Find out you can hunt them hot dogs.
I can hunt those hot dogs.
I just learned this week that the word vegetarian is actually an Indian word. Vegetarian is Indian for bad hunter.
Bad hunter.
Yeah. I've always just wanted to go cow hunting. Okay. A tandoor, one word. A tandoor is a type of what? And then what type of animal is known as the ship of the desert? What type of animal is
known as
the
ship? There's an animal out there is known as the ship of the desert.
There you go.
All right, what is it called? What's the other name for it? What do you got over there, Professor Jasper?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Everybody has done this in their lifetime. What is the act of sternutation?
Sternutation.
Everybody listening, you listening right now, you've done this at least once in your lifetime.
If you sternutate, what have you done?
Exactly. If you sternutate, what have you done? Second question.
I sprained something.
During a speech in 1901, during a speech, this politician offered this advice. Speak softly and carry a big stick. Name him. 1901, during a speech, this politician offered this advice. Speak softly and carry a big stick. Who was he? Here's my third question, true or false. An airport in New Zealand has railroad tracks crossing the main runway, and they're used regularly by the railroad line. Tower controllers have the unique responsibility of separating not only aircraft from aircraft, but aircraft from railroad trains. Is that true or false?
If it's true, I wonder what do you tell the people when you're getting ready to land? I mean, look, by the way, folks, listen, you know what? You see a train out there in the middle of the runway, don't worry about it. We're gonna time it just right.
Crossing the runway. Yeah, you're a pilot, and you're coming down approach, and that arm comes down, ding, 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 and those flashing lights, you go, man, I'm going to have to go around.
Oh, my word. All right, here are my three questions. What animal has full range spectrum vision? What animal has full range spectrum vision? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They got 3D movies are cool enough, but you go to these movies now and they hand out those little cardboard full range spectrum vision glasses, and then you can really experience a movie.
And that's an animal has that vision naturally. You don't have to wear any glasses, 3D glasses. Here are my second question. Birds of prey are known to have what type of vision? What type of vision do birds of prey have? There is a particular kind of vision. And thirdly is a word, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is
at
today.
At this university, it is.
It is. All right, we just made it one. One way to avoid snakes is to do what?
Be a fast runner.
One way to avoid snakes. Could turn that into a cheap political joke by naming a name of a candidate right now.
Yeah, don't do
which
that.
Which would, huh?
Don't do
but
that.
But I'm not going to do that.
That's good.
But I,
because it's Trivia Friday.
Right, but I had it inside me, but I didn't let it out.
Hey, I've got an answer.
You got a cheap political?
No. Okay. I've got an answer and a way to be able to merge two questions.
That's
answer is to speak
softly and carry a big stick.
Duly noted.
The voice.
All right, Jim, let's get started.
All right,
here
we go. We're going to talk to Andy calling in from Texas. Andy, welcome to Trivia Friday. Andy, go ahead and turn your radio all the way down for us so that you can hear us directly without the...
There's feedback.
There's a delay. Yeah. Thank you, JJ.
Reverberation.
There's something. All right, Hello? Andy, you with us?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, sir. Which one did you want to answer?
The first true and false question.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. You go ahead, Jim.
All right. That's here yours. We go. True or false? Labor Day is the end of the hot dog season.
True.
That is true. That is absolutely true.
Way to start us out, Andy.
Now, how do you know this?
All right, from the meat industry, Americans eat a lot of hot dogs, and according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council...
I was on that one time.
I could be.
No, I got... What happened to me when I was on that council was wrong. I got kicked... Well, it's not
here,
funny.
Here we go,
I'm sorry. Emotional revelation.
Well, I was on there for 3 years serving.
Right.
They accused me of stealing sausage.
Right.
And it got ugly.
But there was no evidence, was there?
There was a little evidence, but not much.
Easy.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right.
Hey, I'm just thinking here. It's not enough that you have to remember not to wear white after Labor Day. Now I got one more thing. Right.
No more hot dogs.
Yeah, you're not socially.
But listen to this, though, guys. Americans consume roughly 7 billion hot dogs during hot dog season, which traditionally runs from Memorial Day through Labor Day. 7 billion hot dogs.
And we wonder why we have heart attacks.
Hot dogs. Bum, 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 bum. All right.
Okay.
Hot dogs don't
cause heart attacks. So
no.
I just defended the hot dog industry.
So,
anyway.
All right, Andy, what question did you have for us, sir?
Okay. How many states border the Mississippi River? And a bonus question, can you name all of them?
All right, here we go. You ready, Mike?
Yes.
You do know, Andy, you do know the answer to it, right? To your own question, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's start up north here. We got Minnesota, which is where the Mississippi River starts.
That's one.
In the Twin Cities.
You name it, I'll
count
them.
No, it starts as a little creek. The Mississippi River does in Minnesota. Okay, then you got Iowa, right?
That's two.
You got Illinois.
Three.
You got Missouri.
Four.
You got Kentucky.
Five.
Would that be true?
Five. You're right on the edge, I think, right there on the corner.
You got Tennessee.
Six.
You got Missouri. Did I count Missouri already?
I think so.
Yes, sir.
All right, then you got Arkansas.
Seven.
Then you got Mississippi.
Eight.
Then you got Louisiana.
Nine.
That's it.
Nine states is what our dean says.
Okay. Somehow I missed one. I got Wisconsin and Illinois also.
Well, I said Illinois. I said Illinois, didn't I? Did I not say Illinois?
You didn't say Illinois.
Did he?
Huh? Yeah, I did.
Okay, then I missed that one.
Wisconsin? The Mississippi River borders Wisconsin? I don't think that's right. Unless they've had an earthquake in the last 24 hours that I don't know about.
Andy? I just looked it up on.
Don't tell us you Googled it.
No. You looked up on the internet? Well, they moved it then.
Yeah.
They moved the river. You know, you can do that on the internet. Hey, Andy, thanks for calling, my friend.
According to Wikipedia.
We'll get this all straight.
Let's welcome Mike from Oklahoma.
Did I get it right, though? Did I get it right?
You were close.
Nine states?
That's really good.
Yeah, you did well. Mike from Oklahoma, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, morning, guys. Let me get my radio down. Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Mike. How you doing, brother?
Okay, great. Hey, first, can I challenge a question that was brought up last week?
Yes, go ahead. Challenge.
Yeah, it was something about the most plentiful insect. Insects are the most plentiful animals, and one particular type, there was more of them than all the others.
That was Tim's question.
Yeah, what did I say the answer was?
You said the answer was beetles, but I would challenge that and say the answer is ants.
Because the ants are insects?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? We'll look that up. We'll try to verify that.
Mike's been on a few picnics, it sounds like.
I tell you what, you don't want to get in fire ants.
No.
Huh?
No.
Fire ants will test your religion real quick.
Okay, I'd like to answer and ask.
All right. Okay.
Which one did you want to answer?
I'll do the one about the sternuation.
Yes, sir.
Sternity.
Yeah, I sternutated twice last week, and nobody got hurt. Thankfully, there wasn't no witnesses.
We don't need to get any more personal than that.
All right, here's the question.
You go to the doctor for it?
Here's the question. Mike, what is the act of sternutation?
Chew. Sneezing.
Sneezing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, because it involves your sternum.
I guess so. Yeah, that's the technical term for sneezing.
Yep.
So if somebody sternutates out loud in a crowd, that's rude.
I know I've scared people before because anytime I come out of a store, out of the building, into the sunlight, I'm going to, sternutate?
Same with me. If I see the bright light, I sternutate.
My wife says I scare people.
That mine does, too.
You scare people?
Man, it's a boon.
You're trying to be loud. Yeah. You know, like you're trying to be.
Well, I think some people try to muffle it, and I don't do that. I let it all come out. I sternutate with great gusto.
It's unhealthy to try to do what you're talking about here. That can cause your sternum to split right there.
Have you ever sneezed about a dozen or more times in a row?
Oh, I sneeze several times in a row. It's like eating potato chips. I can't sneeze just once.
I think there's a name for that, Mike. You go to sneezing a dozen
You're
times.
You're overstimulating your sternutation.
I guess it's better than being caught in a hiccup.
Serious allergy.
That's
all
right.
Mike, did you have a question for us?
He did.
I did, yeah. And you ought to get this one. What is the most difficult award to achieve in Major League Baseball?
It'd
be a Triple Crown, Mike.
The Triple Crown of batting.
Wow, that's the head of the university coming through.
That's why he's the dean.
That's home runs, runs batted in, and batting average.
Yep, leading the league in all three of those categories.
I don't know when the last time that happened. That's extremely rare.
Just a couple of years ago, a guy did it.
And now Albert Pujols, did he do it? Mike Trout?
It was a guy, I think, from Seattle Mariners that was the last one to do it.
Home run.
And before him, it was Carlton Fisk back in the 60s.
Is that right? Wow. Well, you know, it's just almost impossible.
That's good trivia, Mike. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
Take care.
Thanks,
all right.
You too.
Try not to sternutate too much over Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, especially in public.
Have somebody close by that can say, God bless you.
888-589-8840. There are a couple of lines open if you'd like to go ahead and get your call in queue. And Benjamin from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, young man, did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'd like to ask.
Where do you live, Benjamin? Where in Texas do you live?
Breezeville Eddy.
Which is near where?
It's right in between Waco and Temple.
Oh, okay, yeah. Anyway, you wanted to ask?
Her. He does.
Okay, go ahead. Ask us a question. You don't want to answer then, I take it.
No.
Okay, go ahead and ask.
No. First, I wanted to make a comment on last week. Y'all were talking about, I think somebody dropped into the studio from Aquila.
Yes, that's right.
And y'all were talking about Chip and Joanna Gaines from Waco.
Yes.
They actually go to our church.
Oh, wow. Cool. I want to meet them one day. Or actually, I met Joanna, but I want to see them, maybe stop at the Magnolia store. They're amazing. I bet you enjoy going to church with them.
Yes, sir.
Aquila, we're talking about Aquila, Texas, for those who don't know. We had a couple in here last week who were traveling through Mississippi.
Near Waco.
And they stopped here to see us, and they're from Aquila, Texas, which is near Waco. That's why Benjamin's talking about that. That was last week. Yeah, that's a great show, that Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper.
Good people. Joanne has a book out this month, so look forward to picking that up. Hey, Benjamin, what's your question for us?
All right, here's my question. Since dove season just started yesterday, I've got a dove question.
All right.
What is the other name of the barred ground dove, which is native to Southeast Asia?
Wow. What is the other name? Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I got multiple choice.
Oh, okay. Hey, repeat the question again. Repeat the question again, and then give us the multiple choice.
Okay. What is the other name of the barred ground dove, which is native to Southeast Asia? A, the turkey dove, B, the leopard dove, C, the swan dove, or D, the zebra dove?
Now let us talk amongst ourselves, Benjamin, okay?
Okay.
I bet it's the zebra dove because Asia. He said barred, you know, so it has the bars.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, theory. Jim.
I'm thinking like leopard or zebra just from that part of the country.
Yeah.
That's using deduction right there, Jim. Yeah. Logical like deduction.
Doesn't always work out for me.
I think we're going to apply it right here.
Uh-oh.
We're going to say zebra dove, Benjamin. What about it?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. There we
got
go,
a clap
Jim.
For our team here.
Little fist bump there.
Yeah, I got the triple crown. Jim got the zebra dove.
There you go.
JJ's next. Come through for the team.
I'm ready. I'm okay. My brain is over here just idling. Yeah, ready to go.
It's idle. It's an idle brain.
Right.
That's the devil's playground, you know, what they say.
Hey, Benjamin, thanks so much for calling today. And when you go to church Sunday, be sure and tell the Gaines hi for us.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. God bless, young man.
All right. What I wonder is, when do you run out of houses in that area?
Oh, wow.
Huh?
You know?
I mean, how big is the area?
It's big enough.
They cover,
it's pretty good size.
Yeah, it's good size, and they will go around to some of the surrounding areas.
Like Aquila?
Like Aquila.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, they got a fascinating story. I encourage people to go online and see it. Just a fun couple, great sense of humor, love the Lord.
Have grown together.
Yeah,
you know,
and Mary, they're great at what they do professionally too.
That's
what
right.
They can do the houses.
And she blogs, and just a wonderful
time
Christian
for that.
Company.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. He's kind of got his own.
Talk
triple,
about Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Chip and Joanna.
Chip's
Waco,
got his
on
own.
The show. It's an HGTV. People don't know what we're talking about. It's an HGTV show that's on weekly.
Right.
And it features the Gaines family from Chip and Joanna Gaines from Waco, Texas.
Both Baylor
and
graduates.
It's called Fixer Upper.
Right.
And they so it's is it an hour or half an hour?
It's an hour.
An hour show where they show them going through remodeling a home for somebody who's buying it, and it's just funny and it's a great show.
Well, and that's what I was saying. You think about it, Chip Gaines has his own triple crown going because he's a contractor. So he gets to fix up the houses. He's a real estate agent, so he sells the house to whomever is looking to buy it. And then, of course, he has the construction business itself. And he's got a great
wife. That almost
sounds
like insider trading right
I'm
there.
I'm telling you, it's bad.
It's
my wife and I had talked about
that. Can
no,
you do
it's
all
that?
That?
No, but then to add one, Magnolia Homes, they can get a lot of those things to furnish the house. And
hey, it's America.
Oh, I'll
God
tell
bless
you.
Them.
Yeah, they're doing
a
super job.
We're going to take our break early.
All right.
We're going to take our break early. Pardon me for the cough. I don't know how you acknowledge that. Maybe you don't want to pardon me for my cough.
We pardon you. We feel your pain.
You guys do because you're in the studio.
That's why we're taking an early break, folks. He's going to reach for his inhaler.
Which is, it's legal, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a legal inhaler. I don't really have an inhaler. I'm going to go get coffee and... All right, we're going to take a break right here. When we get back, we will repeat our questions, which is heretofore. I said heretofore.
There you go.
You heard me right.
That's right.
You heard me right. I said it.
Look forward to Friday.
I said heretofore, and I didn't even stumble.
Nope.
Heretofore gone unanswered. So we're going to be back. We're going to go to Phil in Louisiana. We got Stephen in Arkansas. We got John in Texas. We got Carol in Mississippi. And Thomas in Louisiana. We'll be back in a minute.
Monday on Today's Issues, the ministry is closed for Labor Day. And while we're at home enjoying a well-deserved holiday, we'll air a best-of episode of Trivia Friday.
I don't think we should be laughing about some of this stuff, but I don't know what part of it.
Have a safe and happy Labor Day. We'll be back to the show on Tuesday, and in the meantime, enjoy a course of Learning University. That's next time on Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR, and online at AFR.net.
Since I've led tours for many years to the Holy Land, Israel, many people ask me, what's your favorite place to go? I have two, really. The Garden Tomb and Calvary and the Sea of Galilee. Now, I like all the places we stop along the way in Israel, but those two places in particular are very special and meaningful. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We'll be going to all the places you've read about in the Bible since you were a child. It's going to be a very special tour of Israel, the Holy Land, March 9 through 17, 2017. We're taking a direct flight from New York to Tel Aviv. For all the information on this tour, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you a brochure. 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or visit the website twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and Commentary next. More professional football players are disrespecting our nation. Seattle Seahawks cornerback Jeremy Lane refused to stand for the national anthem on Thursday, as did Eric Reed and Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers. It was Mr. Kaepernick who started this cop-bashing, anti-American nonsense. His behavior made even worse because his recent act of defiance came during a night to honor our military. Meanwhile, Mr. Kaepernick and the NFL are coming under fire for photos published showing the quarterback wearing socks that disparaged the police, adorned with little pigs, wearing police hats. A real class act, this guy. But the socks reveal an ugly double standard. You see, last month, the Dallas Cowboys were told they could not wear decals on their helmets to honor five assassinated police officers. So why is it okay for players to wear anti-cop socks, but not pro-cop decals? I'm Todd Stearns.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Welcome back. Let it flow. To the program, today's issues on American Family Radio. What was the name of that captain on that? Was it the captain on the Gavin McLeod? Wasn't his name?
I think you're right.
On the Love Boat. I wasn't a regular watcher of that show, but he went on to become a believer.
You're right. That's right. I've seen his testimony shared in some different magazines.
The captain of the Love Boat series, Gavin McLeod. I think that's his name. Went on to become a. He was in some Christian movies, and I saw him on some TV shows giving his testimony. He came to Christ, you know, after that show or during that show. Anyway, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're here for another hour. Just dispensing knowledge and wisdom, learning. That's the name of our university here, Learning University.
Learning University.
Learning University.
Folks, truth. It's like drinking out of a fire hydrant.
It is.
You're going to learn so much, you're going to be amazed, and you're going to amaze your friends and family.
Will you have a clean face after you're done?
I think so.
And okay. A clean conscience.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yes, we do multiple things here. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions and then go back to the phones. Jim, would you repeat your questions that have gone unanswered?
I'll be happy to. A tandoor is a type of what? That's one word.
What now?
A tandoor. It's one word.
It's not like a door that's tan.
Right.
You're talking about a tandoor is like some creature.
It's something.
All right. It's something. It's an object.
It's an object.
Is it animate or inanimate? Is that too much of a giveaway?
No, hopefully it's inanimate.
Hey, it doesn't take us much to get off track, but you're talking about a door that's tan. Did you guys see that KFC has introduced sunscreen? And in my mind, I'm thinking, one of these is not like the other. And do you really want to be out there swimming, and then when the sharks get you,
because you taste like
finger licking good? Yeah.
That's a good point, JJ. And also, they resurrected Colonel, the Colonel.
Kind of a different one.
Huh?
He's not like the stately Southern gentleman.
No.
Like Colonel Reb.
He's cut up.
Yeah, he's a little bit different. Yeah. Now the slaw, I would smear that slaw on myself. That's some fine slaw.
You got it duly noted
but
right
KFC
there.
KFC sunscreen.
I mean, you don't think that's what it is.
You don't think that's going to be slaw.
They say you're going to smell like
KFC
fried chicken.
KFC sunscreen, don't buy that stock. That's what you're saying, JJ. Is that what you're saying?
They say you will smell like fried chicken, so that's going to be appealing to somebody.
You're not going to get a second date. I'll tell you right now.
What type of animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Speaking, we had Love Boat, now we got Ship of the Desert.
There you go, Ship of the Desert. And I'm going to add one. How many acres are in a square mile?
Oh, good questions.
There you go.
How many acres in a square mile?
In a square mile.
All right.
Not a round mile.
Not a round mile.
Square.
Not an oval.
No. Square.
Not a rectangular.
S-Q-U-A-R-E.
All right. Go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. In 1901, during a speech, this politician offered this advice. Speak softly and carry a big stick. Name him. Second question, true or false. An airport in New Zealand has a railroad track crossing the main runway, and they're used regularly by the railroad line. The tower controllers have the unique responsibility of separating aircraft from railroad trains. Is that true or false? You're shaking your head. And then I'm gonna add one. Old Testament question. Who in the Bible commanded the sun to stand still?
Ooh, nice.
Who in the Bible commanded the sun to stand still?
Here are my three questions. What animal has full range spectrum vision? Yes, there is an animal that has full range spectrum vision.
That sounds like a comic superhero. Not like, only can they run faster than a speeding bullet, they also have full range. What did you say?
Right. Spectrum vision. It sounds like something you get at Best Buy, really. Think about it. We got these flat screens over here, and if you want to buy an animal that has full range spectrum vision, we'll go over here.
We'll toss that in for
you. Yeah, we're in partnership with PetSmart. Anyway. All right, here, number two. Birds of prey are known to have what type of vision? Birds of prey are known to have what type of vision? And finally, what is one way to avoid snakes? One way to avoid snakes is to do what?
Going back to JJ, walk softly in.
Yeah, that's right.
Carry a big stick.
I'm guessing you got half your questions from the pet optometrist.
I did. I just went crazy on the animal trivia today, didn't I? All right, who's up next, Jim?
All right, Phil in Louisiana. Phil, you don't happen to be calling from West Monroe, do you?
Monroe, no.
Okay.
Further south.
All right. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I will do both.
All right. So which one did you want to answer?
I will do the 1901 politician guy.
Yes, sir, Phil. Here's the question. In 1901, during a speech, this politician offered this advice. Speak softly and carry a big stick. Who was that, Phil?
Teddy Roosevelt.
You're all exactly right.
Teddy Roosevelt.
And I did not know until today when I got this question, everybody would answer President Teddy Roosevelt. When he made the speech, he was actually Vice President. U.S. Vice President Teddy Roosevelt gave that speech at the Minnesota State Fair.
By the Mississippi River.
Right.
That's a quotable line right there.
Nine states that border it.
That has hung around since 1901.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Speak softly, carry a big stick.
All right.
What do you got for us, Phil? Fire away, brother.
Got another baseball question for you.
Okay.
Name the only Major League Baseball team to ever have a no-hitter pitch against them and not lower their batting average. And it was a regular season game.
That's it? That's the question?
That's it. What was the team had a no-hitter pitched against them that did not lower their batting average?
How's that even possible,
yeah,
Tim?
That's the mystery of the question. I don't know. We don't know, John. We just don't know. You're going to have to tell us how that happened. Phil, go ahead. Answer the question.
Chicago White Sox in the mid-50s, Bob Feller pitched it, and the only way it could happen is it was on opening day because your batting average is already zero on opening day.
Well, all righty then.
That's good. Yeah.
That's
well
deep
played.
In the baseball trivia box right there. That's good, there Phil. Go. All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. We enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
That's Phil from Louisiana. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. And you can earn your degree by answering questions, trivia questions.
You want to let John do that?
What's that?
John from Texas?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. John, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing great right now, except for Tim. He's a little under the weather.
Yeah. I'm persevering here, John.
Did you want to ask?
I'm toughing it out. I'm not a quitter.
I'm going to. Okay, I'm going to do your how many acres in a square mile.
Okay, sir. How many acres are in a square mile?
680.
No, sir, but you're very close.
680, is that right?
Do what now?
640.
640 is the correct
answer. Nice, John.
640. 640 miles.
640 acres.
Acres.
And a square mile.
Okay. That's a lot of land right there.
Yes, sir.
In a square mile.
That's a chunk of land right there.
Who measured that out to start with?
I did. I ran out and did it this morning.
You just to verify?
Yes, sir.
Jim?
You know, they've got
your dedication
sections.
Loyalty to this show is unmatched.
That's why I'm always right. honored to be here.
John, you know how they got the section or half section and that, and you see a lot of that out west where, like, flatter, like
right.
in Kansas, people will buy big chunks of land for farming.
Mm-hmm. All right, John. Let's see. Where were we?
You got a question for
us? A question.
Yeah. You said it was JJ's turn to answer a question, so I'm going to ask one directly to JJ.
I got my thinking cap on. Go, John. I'm ready.
Okay, the dog fights with the airplanes. Why are they called dog fights? And no, it's not because of Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Okay, what's the question again, John?
Dog pipes and airplanes.
Dog pipes and airplanes. Why do they have them?
Why are they called dog pipes?
Dog pipes. You know, I have no idea, and believe it or not, I've never even heard that they're
called dog. You talking about D-O-G-P-I-P-E-S? John?
D-O-G-F-I-G-H-T-S.
Dog fights. I thought you were saying dog pipes.
Me too.
Dog fights. Yeah, I know about the dog fights.
Why do
they call them dog fights? Well, I'm going to learn something. I have no idea, John, and I think, eat, and drink, and breathe aviation.
But he doesn't fight.
Sir?
I thought you were going to get this one.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't.
We're all disappointed, John.
Right.
We all are. But JJ, you know, he tries. You know,
During their maneuvers in a dogfight, they sometimes cut the engine off. And then when they restart the engine, it sounds like a dog barking.
All right.
Well, I'll be. Yeah, that's there the first I've heard of that.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. I will be. I didn't know that. Did you have a clue on that?
No clue. Never heard.
See, we all learned something.
Thanks,
right there.
Thanks, John. That's why we have this program.
Hey, I saw. Thank you, John, brother. Appreciate you calling. I saw a interview the other day with Bob Uecker. You remember him?
Baseball.
Yep.
Front row. You remember him, the baseball guy?
Yes, sir.
He played
a lot of commercials too, and you would think because he's such a zany pitch man for commercials. You forget that he really did play ball.
Yeah, he was a professional baseball player and a comedian, and he does broadcasting too. But the guy said, guy's asking him a question, said, hey, what would you like to, you know, is it an interview? He said, what would you like to have on your headstone? And he said, I tried. He said, that's it? That's what you want on your? He said, yeah, just put on there that I tried.
I tried.
I heard.
He wasn't a quitter either.
Right.
I heard a story told where this fellow whose real last name was Odd, and you talk about getting grief through elementary school, middle school, you know, your last name's Odd, and he put up with that his whole life. He said, he told his wife, if I pass away before you, I don't even want my last name on the headstone because I'm sick of this. At least I don't want to take this to the grave.
Right.
She honored his wishes. There was the thing with the date born, date died, first name, but no last name. Very first person to be walking through the cemetery stopped, read and said,
here we go.
That's odd.
That's odd. Drum roll, please.
You saw that coming from a mile away, didn't you, Jim?
Yes, sir. I had the predator bird vision going on.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley and JJ Jasper. And we thank you for listening. You can send us an email at the following address.
Comments at AFR.net.
Comments at AFR.net. Keep it all positive, if you would, and encouraging. and we don't want to go into a weekend getting depressed because somebody writes us. And
guy was at the restaurant, and his steak was extremely rare done, yeah. and he was pretty vocal. So he yells at the waiter. He said, I said, well done. And the waiter came over there and said, "Thank you, sir. I rarely get compliments."
I rarely get compliments?
Yeah, so people really do need encouragement, don't they?
Carol, Mississippi, welcome to Trivia Friday. Get us out of this mess.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Oh, I got to do both, and I need to kind of point one thing out from the question about the Mississippi River.
Yes, Carol, go ahead.
The Mississippi River does actually touch Wisconsin. I used to work for a company where my job was to talk to towboats on the radio, and one of the places that we talked to very frequently was Marquette, Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Hey, that was great information.
I was going off, obviously, my mind looking at the map, but I was trying. So I missed Wisconsin, then that would make 10 states, I guess?
Yeah, I guess it would. Okay. I wasn't counting, but I know that Wisconsin does touch the
upper. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that was a pretty cool job you had, too, talking to all those towboat operators.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Okay, right. I'm looking at Wisconsin right here. But by the way, Wisconsin is still a state.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Were they going to become?
Well, there was rumors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like Texas?
Yeah. I see. Well, maybe it does. Anyway, you got a point.
Right through the corner there.
Right through it. All right, Carol, which one did you want to answer? Tim is Googling the Mississippi River.
I'm Googling Wisconsin.
Well, I'm going to go for an easy one here. I just got out of the hospital for some minor surgery, so I'm gonna say that the ship of the desert is a camel.
You are absolutely right.
Nicely done.
And, you know, the question is, do you get further on the two-hump camel or the one-hump camel?
That is a question?
No, I'm just saying, think about that. If you're on the ship of the desert, don't you want one that's going to take you all the way through?
Is one-hump or two-hump better?
Right.
Well, you got your Bactrians and your dromedaries going there, and I don't know which one gets you further. I'm sorry.
Well, I know. It's a mystery of the ages.
Scientific name there.
I don't know if they've ever had a competition, quite frankly. I'm trying to hey, can you sit in there between the humps, though?
You can.
Who cares about the Mississippi River?
Can you saddle up there between the humps? Okay, I just wondered that. I'm trying to see that.
You'd have a backrest if you're on that one. That would be a cool feature.
You guys might could. I couldn't. No.
That Hummel, would that camel?
That camel would feel it.
Going to strike?
All right, Carol, what did you want to ask us?
Well, this came up as a result of your Kentucky Fried Chicken comments.
Oh,
there.
No.
Where was Colonel Sanders born?
Oh,
I think he was born in Harlan County, Kentucky.
Yep, that's. I was going to say
that's
Kentucky.
Just from memory.
Is that your final answer?
Not
unless
necessarily. You guys have something.
I got nothing.
unless you want to whisper in our ear the right answer.
No, can do.
Okay, go ahead.
I know why you said Harlan, because Harlan was his first name. He was born in Henryville, Indiana. That's where I grew up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Across the street from his sister, and I used to spend time jumping on his feather bed sometimes when I was a kid. So,
kidding.
Of the family.
What a cool story.
Now, when was that? Back in the day.
That was in 1890, actually, when he was born. But for me, it was in the 1960s.
Oh, okay. He was born in 1890s. Wow. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, great story. He actually did not start Kentucky Fried Chicken until he was maybe in his 50s.
Yeah.
He had done a lot of different things, succeeded at some, failed at some, and then here he is, you know, late in life, what some people would say, to start that and it just go phenomenal.
Well,
don't give up on
He met Paula Deen and it changed his life.
No, she wasn't part of the story. And everybody that met him, and you can probably confer this, Carol, they said he was just a real nice guy, fine Southern gentleman.
So actually he was a Hoosier.
His wife, Claudia, was wonderful too.
He was actually a Hoosier, but he was best known as Kentucky Fried.
Tied to
That's
Kentucky.
Right, because he lived in Kentucky when he started that.
It. Yeah.
That was his big success.
Well, basketball and chicken. Yeah, you can't take that away from Kentucky.
Secret ingredients for both.
Basketball, horse racing, chicken, and bluegrass.
Oh, and he would not tell.
Right.
He would not tell.
He would
have a secret.
Yeah, well, it worked out for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Right.
Have a great
weekend. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Now, that's trivia there. Who could say, you know, who's got a program that somebody calls in and says, I jumped on Colonel
Sanders' feather bed. Yeah.
That sounds like a little song, doesn't it? Colonel Sanders' feather bed. Something's got to – you got to come up with the lyrics there, but that sounds
Did you
like,
go get you some cough syrup during the break?
Got some coffee.
Oh, just coffee. No
Why,
cough syrup.
Why, you think I'm getting loopy, Jim?
There's a little something-something.
Are you worried what I might say, Jim? Yeah, like you're a little worried. Hey, listen, I'm looking here. I was just fascinated by this because I pride myself on knowing geography. Wisconsin, the Mississippi River runs right down a good, probably a couple hundred miles, 150 miles or so, looks like to me, of Wisconsin.
Can you look at that map and say see how many states?
Well, it leaves the Twin Cities, right? That's when y'all are supposed to say, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it leaves the Twin Cities, so you got Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois. Then you put the banjo on your knee. You go on to Missouri. Kentucky has a little stretch
there. Right there in the corner.
Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
Well done.
And then it dumps
into the Gulf
of Mexico. All right, let's repeat our questions quickly for the last time this half hour.
All right. A tandoor, that's one word, is a type of what? And then I'm going to add a true-false question because
Does it hurt if you got a tandoor?
It could.
It could?
It could. True or false? Is Labor Day the holiday that the most beef is consumed? Is that true or false?
Good question.
All right, JJ?
Here's what I've got. An airport in New Zealand has railroad tracks crossing the main runway, used regularly by the railroad. The controllers have the unique responsibility of separating aircraft from railroad trains. Is that true or false? Second question.
You're sitting there on the runway getting ready for takeoff.
Right.
There's
that train again. Never fails.
Coming in for a landing. It's as bad as Tupelo and Crosstown.
I always catch the train. Never always.
Well, sorry, our flight's a little bit delayed. You're not never going to believe this excuse, but we had to wait because there was a train crossing.
Yeah. Hey, this is a true story, and I've told this before. It won't take but a minute, but we had a conference here in Tupelo, Mississippi. This is about 25 years ago. And had a commuter flight from Memphis, bringing in some folks who were part of our team here at AFA, but they were from other parts of the country. Well, they were delayed in Memphis, flying to Tupelo, and they told them the reason was they had to wait till the Blackbirds finished
flying.
The Blackbirds were congregating around the airport, and they were crossing the runway.
Right.
And, you know, take them 30 minutes.
Right.
You know, to do that. So
we have a huge population of blackbirds around here.
Yeah.
It used to be worse. One thing they did that helped, they moved that blackbird crossing sign.
Right.
That it helped
away,
a lot.
Away from the airport.
Why somebody didn't think of that earlier, I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Alan calling from
Texas.
Oh,
wait, wait. I'm redoing our question. So my one question is about the airport in New Zealand. Does it have a railroad track that goes across, active railroad track, crosses runways?
You said rural?
There for just a second.
Yeah, you should have slurred that one.
Yeah, that cough medicine. I took a sip of your cough medicine.
That rural track?
Second question. Who in the Bible commanded the sun to stand still? Who in the Bible commanded the sun to stand still?
It was Zacchaeus.
Can I add one?
Yes, you can add one.
Harold Jenkins was born in Friar Point, Mississippi in 1933. He had 54 number one country songs, along with some number one pop songs. He died in 1993. He is a country singer legend. What was his stage name?
Nice.
Okay. My questions are, one way to avoid snakes is to do what? One way to avoid snakes is to what? Number two, what animal has full range spectrum vision? You got an animal in your backyard, and he's just looking all around, and you can tell he has full range spectrum vision. You say to your wife, honey, come over here and look out our window. Why don't you look at that bird right there, or that animal, or whatever it may be that has full range
spectrum vision.
I wish I had that for football season. Right. All right, here's number three. Birds of prey are known to have what type of vision? Birds of prey.
Flock together.
are known to have which type of vision? Birds of prey. It's a name for this. All right, back to the phones.
Okay, Alan from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello there.
How are you?
Doing fine.
Good.
How are you, gentlemen?
We are better than we ever have been before today.
Wait a minute, Jim. That's kind of a broad. They covered my whole life there.
That's right. But better, right now, this moment in time, we're better than we have been.
I got a head cold. I don't know about you. I'm not as better than I've ever been. I mean, it sounds good and everything, but it's just not true, Jim. But anyway, back to the phones.
I wanted to toss this in, gentlemen. It's my first time. I just stumbled upon your show today for the first time.
Well, wow. Welcome aboard.
I'm enjoying it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, brother. Anyway.
Alan, do you want to ask? Which question do you want to ask? Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd be remiss if I didn't want to do both, right?
Okay, that's right. That's what we like.
Which one you want to answer?
The other sounds so good, but I'm going to go with one of the true-false questions about the beef consumption, right? I believe it was.
Yes, sir. True or false, is Labor Day the holiday that the most beef is consumed?
I'm going to say false. I've got an inkling that it might be the 4th of July. That would be my guess.
And you are correct on both counts.
Wow, Alan.
Saturday in the park.
Nice job.
That's good. Cool. Barbecue on the 4th of July.
That's right.
It's the number one day, right?
Yes, sir.
Alan, what's your question for us?
We're going to go. I like the baseball team I've been hearing. I'm a baseball fan. So we'll
Alan, you're breaking up on us, brother, and I sure hate that with it being your first time calling.
You need to get some help.
Yeah.
Alan. Because I'm traveling.
Okay, there you go. You're solid.
Now
right
you're clear.
Down.
Oh, you mean he's breaking up on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought. Yeah. Okay. emotionally or something.
I hope we're not breaking up.
Hey, you better ask us quickly while you got a little coverage.
Okay. Wee Willie Keeler. There was a great baseball player back in the day. Wee Willie Keeler. What was his somewhat odd nickname? What was he called?
Well, that's pretty odd right there.
I was going to say.
Your straight up name's odd. A Wee Willie, what now?
Keeler.
Willie Keeler. He was an infielder, well-known. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. Wee Willie Keeler. He had an added nickname after that.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like the beginning of a nursery rhyme or something. Wee Willie Keeler, I don't know. I don't know.
You'll hear baseball analysts refer to him as Wee Willie Keeler. Hit him where they ain't.
Hit him where they ain't.
Yeah,
I would have attributed that to Dizzy Dean.
That may be where the Texas Leaguer expression came in, you know, where the ball goes where somebody isn't.
Right. Well, Alan, welcome aboard. Tell a friend about American Family Radio, and we hope that you'll listen to us in the future.
Certainly, gentlemen. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
God bless.
Alan, I think, is a new town for us, for American Family Radio. Or Corpus Christi, Alan, isn't that?
His name was Alan.
Oh, my apologies. What was the town? We don't
know.
He
didn't say.
Okay. That's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it
doesn't
really matter.
But Corpus Christi is a new market for us.
That's right. So welcome, all you listeners in Corpus Christi, Texas. Of course, I don't know another Corpus Christi, do y'all?
I don't.
No, sir.
That's one of those things you don't have to say, Texas. Corpus Christi is only one. We're going to be, it's like saying Santa Fe, really.
Right.
It's only one.
Only one.
Wisconsin, by the way, is still in the Union.
That's a good thing.
Well,
we'd be back to 49 states.
You talk about
states.
Those cities. I feel sorry for people in Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
Because every time you say your city, you say Miami, not Florida.
No. Right. You're right.
And you have to add that to just your simple town name.
We're going
to
take a break for news. We'll be back in 5 minutes for another half hour of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.